This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The House Ag Committee is beginning the Farm Bill markup this week. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
After another delay, this time due to the weather, the House Ag Committee will begin the markup process for the next farm bill. With so much outdated legislation, Congress has their work cut out for them to modernize the top ag policy. Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra said there are several priorities for Farm Bill 2.0.
For me, again, it's about conservation that's going to be in this farm bill, about making sure that we have more conservation dollars. Prop 12 has been such a big deal. We're going to make sure that Prop 12 is in that farm bill. And then, you know, FMA and MAP dollars continue to push that.
Perhaps at the top of that list is research funding, with things like New World screwworm and African swine fever posing a threat to U.S. livestock.
We got screwworm on our border right now, coming into our country, also with African swine fever, you know, bird flu, all these things. We got to have the dollars to make sure that we stop this stuff from ever getting into our herds. It is so important that we invest in research and voluntary conservation practices. So that's what I'm hearing a lot from the farm community in Iowa, and that's a lot of what's going to be in the farm bill.
For more information, visit feenstra.house.gov.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowaCCA.org.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.